What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Sorry about that. I had wrong button there. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently, according to this article in Sputnik News, a THAAD battery in Guam proved helpless against spotlight-armed swarming drones, according to a report. Now, the military deployed the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Anti-Missile System to Guam's Anderson Air Force Base in 2013 in response to the perceived danger posed by North Korean intermediate-range ballistic missiles. In July, U.S. defense officials confirmed the system was also purposed to handle the threat from China. Now, apparently, drones outfitted with bright spotlights came from the sea and swarmed over the massive U.S. Pacific military installation on Guam, spying on base assets, including the THAAD battery stationed on the island, citing Air Force data obtained through a Freedom of Information request. The incursions were said to have taken place between March and April of 2019, with the roughly 3 by 5 foot quadcopter style drones flying just 20 to 30 feet above the ground and spotted repeatedly in the early morning hours by troops manning guard towers near the area where THAAD was deployed. Well, flying that low is definitely one more way to foil what is essentially a high altitude intercept system. Apparently, over in Syria, a U.S. helicopter had a crash landing in Al-Uribia town in the eastern countryside of Hasaka, according to local sources. The reporter quoted the sources as saying that a helicopter belonging to the U.S. occupation fell in Tal-Hadad village in Al-Uribia town in the far eastern countryside of Hasaka, pointing out that 10 U.S. armored vehicles cordoned the village and the wrecked helicopter was transported by another helicopter using iron chains. In addition, sources at the illegal U.S.-led coalition admitted the incident had taken place, but underestimated it and considered the crash of the helicopter was an emergency landing, and there were no casualties. Well, good for that here. Down in Venezuela, the Venezuelan Air Force has shot down a drug-laden U.S. plane. Apparently, this took place last July with another plane with a U.S. registration number was shot down by fighter jets while intruding into Venezuelan airspace. Venezuela's military has shot down a U.S. registered aircraft carrying drugs, Interior Minister Nestor Reverol has announced. According to the minister, the incident took place Tuesday with the aircraft downed after illegally entering Venezuelan airspace in the province of Zulia near the border with Colombia. Drug smuggling continues. All righty. Venezuela has also arrested what they describe as an American spy carrying machine guns, grenade launchers, and cash, claiming it's part of a scheme to sabotage the oil refineries. Venezuela's chief prosecutor on Monday said a U.S. citizen recently arrested in the country as a suspected spy has been charged in an alleged terrorist plot. Okay. Now, this next story is getting a lot of press, and I want to urge caution here, because when I read this, the first thing I thought of was that so-called Kuwaiti nurse who was telling everybody how the Iraqi troops were stealing incubators from Kuwait hospitals and leaving the premature babies on the floor to die, and it turned out to be a complete hoax, a fraud perpetrated by Hill and Knowlton Public Relations. So all of a sudden, very conveniently, when we need to bash China, a rogue Chinese virologist joins Twitter, Dr. Li Meng Yan, who claims that she has evidence that COVID-19 was created by a Chinese scientist in a lab and deliberately released to cause chaos all around the world. How very, very convenient for the China bashers. Twitter has now suspended the account of Li Meng Yan silenced her. Okay, let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there, and we're still dealing with that recent CDC report that the masks really may not be all that effective against the virus anyway, because the size of the virus is so much smaller than the weave, even in the N95 masks. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. Anyway, American minorities, most with underlying health conditions, account for 75% of under 21s who have died of coronavirus in the U.S. This according to the CDC. Now, Trump is out there claiming that a coronavirus vaccine may be ready within 4 weeks. And he's claiming he's going to make it available for free to all Americans. And this, of course, is raising hopes, also concerns about how swift the U.S. approval for the vaccine is going to be. Now, the previous administration would have taken perhaps years to get a vaccine because of the FDA and all the approvals. Trump said on Tuesday, we're within weeks of getting it. You know, it could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Now, Joe Biden was on the air just a little while ago claiming that Trump has totally botched the coronavirus response and saying that a vaccine will not be ready until 2021. Apparently, some Wall Street banks have summoned traders and other employees back to offices, and their ability to enforce social distancing measures will be challenging unless human-like mask-detecting robots are deployed. Pepper is the robot designed by SoftBank Robotics, is the world's first social humanoid robot able to recognize faces and basic human emotions. They stand 47 inches tall. They use optical sensors and artificial intelligence to recognize if people are wearing masks or not. Well, that's easy enough to do. I've got an iPhone XR here with the facial recognition. Won't work if I'm wearing my face mask. CDC has admitted it failed to track coronavirus months ago. Most states were forced to abandon COVID-19 surveillance by June, according to leaked documents. CDC effectively gave up trying to keep track of coronavirus, admitting it failed to do so months ago, according to documents obtained by Forbes. Now, Bill Gates, who we understand is heavily invested in vaccine companies, does not think the FDA can be trusted with COVID-19 vaccines. And he says the agency has lost credibility amid the pandemic, which has undone 25 years of vaccination progress. Okay. Now, Big Ten football is back. Remember, they were going to cancel that because of COVID-19, but there was a huge backlash from the athletes and the fans, and they just earlier today voted to put it back in. In fact, it was just on Fox News here a couple of minutes ago. So the college football is going to proceed into the season here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller waiting on the line. Let's go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure about what the laws are as far as using troops, but using American troops on American soil. George W. Bush used the 82nd Airborne after Katrina there. He had them down there in that area, and I was down there. In fact, I was in the same parking garage with the same area there as 82nd Airborne. I was in the National Guard contingent. And there was they were there. So, and I remember at the time that somebody told Bush he couldn't do it. He did it anyway. So I don't know. It's kind of like, of course, they were not firing bullets at anybody, but they could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, they were. They were supposedly. I mean, they were there to restore order when there was no order there for a while. But yeah, it wasn't exactly riot control. But there's the insurgency. I've heard there's the Insurgency Act. Trump could use the Insurgency Act and activate. He could use anybody he wants to. That's what I've heard. He could use the Army, mm-hmm. the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, or whatever. I think he's waiting until the election's over. Right now, it looks bad for the Democrats because they're just they won't even use the National Guard. They won't use the cops.
Yeah.
They won't. They and their DAs in those states, like the DAs release they release people immediately. They won't press charges, even if they these arsonists.
Yeah, there was that one guy they caught setting fires. They let him go with no bail, and he went out and set six more.
Yeah, so they're looking bad, and I think maybe Trump's waiting until after the election, but he could activate. He could, if he had to, he could use more troops. Now, on this whole issue of using robots, that's getting, you know, that's what it's going to head to. Everything is, they're going to eventually use robots also as soldiers. They have already, the police already in Massachusetts already have robots, robot cops, robot dogs.
And, yes.
What's going to happen eventually, I hate to say it to some of your listeners who believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Second Amendment, too, right now. But eventually, mm-hmm. they're going to use robots to round up all the guns someday. And you can't, people will try to, take a cutting torch to them or something, but you can't shoot a you can't shoot them. They're probably made so they're resistant to all bullets.
Well, I don't know. 50 cal ought to do a number on them.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe a 44 Magnum might hit. But, they can make them as strong as they wanted to. They can make them armor quiver if they wanted to. So, and this is the sad thing.
Really
Eventually machines will take over, and the little guys like you and me, by that time, we'll be long gone, and we won't have to worry about it, Mike. Thanks a lot. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Talking about the economy here. According to the New York Federal Reserve, Americans are again growing concerned about losing their jobs. Meanwhile, the Bank of International Settlements is saying the biggest crisis test is still to come with insolvencies. So they're out there stress testing the financial institutions to find out how they're going to hold up if there's a major disruption. The U.S. gross domestic product is on track for a 31% quarter over quarter. That is a major, major, major drop. Okay. August credit card spending is down 13% from 12.3% in July. Mortgage delinquency and foreclosures soaring. We're in serious, serious trouble. Manufacturing halted. Jobless claims skyrocket. 8 million landlords are facing foreclosure. Now, those landlords, they have mortgages too. Out in California, they're starting to use their streets as collateral to pay down the pension liabilities with debt. And so what happens when your state or city has massive unfunded pension liabilities, no direct access to the Fed's money printer, and can't tax your state any further because you're driving people out in droves? You take on more debt using whatever you can think of as collateral. Such was the case in West Covina this July. That's where I went to high school, where the city is paying off its $205 million debt to CalPERS by issuing bonds using its city streets as collateral, according to Forbes. The city of Torrance has done the same thing. It will issue $350 million in bonds using its streets as collateral as well. Both cities are using something called lease revenue bonds, which means Torrance and West Covina are each using these bonds to, in principle, lease their city streets to a special financing authority, which will pay the city the upfront money and then rent the streets back to the city for the 25-year term of the agreement. That does not sound like a workable plan. All right, we got callers waiting on the line. Let's go to Rick in Portland. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I'd like to talk about the Blake shooting. Now, I noticed something a couple of days ago. I was just going through BitChute, and I came across an interview of his. But first, let's talk about ballistics for a second. All of us are familiar with 9mm and ballistic gel. I think that if I shot a block of ballistic gel that's as thick as I am, say 12 inches thick, seven times in a row in the same hole and stuff, I would think that that would blow through the other side. Do you agree?
If you're shooting into the same hole, yes, it probably would. But we don't know that that was the case with Blake.
You're right. We don't. Okay, now back to Blake then. The interview is in the hospital. Okay, and since then I've been unable to find it, although I was able to find the video again on the Manning, Reverend Manning or whatever he is, had a window of it on one of his programs one day. Okay, Blake there was fully, he was moving around. Okay, first of all, he's a thin man. You could not see any bandages whatsoever. He's in his gown laying there on his back. Okay, he's laying on his back. It was the 26th was when he was shot. So he's laying on his back. He's moving both arms around, no problem at all. He's even patting himself on the tummy. You can see no bandages whatsoever.
I thought he was shot at least once in one arm.
I could only see from about his elbows down, but he was clearly moving those arms, and there did not seem to be any problem whatsoever. As he moved around occasionally, you could see his face and stuff. He was not grimacing at all. As a matter of fact, he seemed really jovial and really enjoying the notoriety of the interview and stuff. He did not appear to have any IVs at all, did not appear to be hooked up to any medical devices at all. And it just made me think. I did kind of a double take of it, and I've been thinking about it, and I don't know what to think other than seemed awfully odd to me. and stuff. And again, I would, you know, we have to presume that, you know, at when you're standing with your muzzle up to somebody, I don't think the gun's going to be bouncing around. You know, the guy, the cop probably had that gun almost in his back, it looked like to me. Now, I may be wrong. That's an assumption on my part. So anyway, next topic. Did you see the air quality in Portland today?
Yes, I did.
700 parts per million.
Yes.
Yeah, the EPA here says that hazardous is from 3 to 500, so 27, five times higher than what they consider hazardous. It is so thick out here. Black Lives Matters. You've seen all the fires around here. I have been digging into that since I'm not working these days, and I found probably almost a dozen people who have been arrested in Oregon on alleged arson charges, a couple up in Washington, and about half a dozen or thereabouts in California. I'm not really looking for them, but I keep stumbling across them. Lots of indications like that. You've seen the picture, of course, of the people telling them to stay off our property, stay off our roads, stay out of our area, or else we've got guns, etc. That's really happening here. And let's see. Any questions you got about Black Lives Matter? Since I'm about half a mile away and I see it all every night, I'm in between all three buildings where they've been rioting. You can hear it all. Can hear the helicopters. Hear the flashbangs. Hear them going through the neighborhood, chanting and all their nonsense. A bunch of juvenile children. If not, I'll let you go.
Okay. Well, just stay safe and you know, keep your head down. Must be nerve wracking to be that close to it.
Well, you know, it's going to be scary with the election. These people are going to go nuts, and I wish I could get out of town. But they're going to go nuts. You know, they're crazy. You know, everybody's a Nazi. You know, anything, everybody, if they disagree with you at all, you're a Nazi. It doesn't matter what it is, you're a Nazi and a fascist immediately. Mm-hmm. Yet when you ask them to define what a fascist is, they get mad and call you more of a Nazi. Anyway, have a great day. Enjoy the show. Thanks for for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Keeping in mind your fund drive.
Yes.
I think I hope everybody that calls in give some money. I'm going to call in tomorrow and give some. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard right now for everybody, but
yes, it is.
But
that's why we hate asking. We know everybody else is in the same straits that we are, but we have to ask.
No, I know it's very difficult for you, and you know, but you got to do it. And it's just you got a great platform. But you know, what I'm going to say, you know, is. Everybody's talking about, you know, like the last caller, the great caller, you know, talking about Black Lives Matters and all this stuff. And, you know, it's all like minutia. But when you look at the whole thing, you know, you get away from planet Earth and like you're looking down at it, you know, Google knows what everybody's thinking in instant, in real time. In other words, everybody was going to go light a fire tonight, or everybody's going to go buy a Cuban cigar tonight. They would go long Cuban cigars. So I think it's a good question for you, Mike, because you're very computer, you're a very computer learned person. And how do we have a chance with that? Because, you know, if they already know what we're thinking ahead of time, it's like the world's brain is wired, you know, together. And, you know, unless you're using, I don't know, code or something, this very conversation I'm having with you is, you know, nothing, you know, over the, you know, every conversation in the world, but they can concentrate this and they know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, well, they can spot the rising trends and, you know, go to the stock market and make a bunch of money.
That's actually why I think Trump is, you know, I think he's a shill. I know that's going to hurt a lot of people. I voted for him just because I hate, like you, the Hillary is just total pond scum.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to insult pond scum, but, you know, it's just
Mo, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And again, a reminder about the Republic Broadcasting fundraiser. And I get down on my knees, but it would take a chain hoist to get me back up. And, you know, a big thank you to those of you who've donated. And those of you who haven't donated, may frogs climb into your bedroom tonight and nibble on your fingers. Anyway, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, we're talking with Mo in Florida. And Mo, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, I was just, like I said, Mike, looking at the big picture, and I don't know how we counter something that is so far ahead of us. They already know what we're thinking. They concentrate
Yes. This
thing in these centers, and they know what, I don't care if it's the stock market or, you know, whatever. I think that's down the line. You know, if we were talking about, I don't know, eating Bermuda grass cured cancer, they would know it. And if it did, they'd be ahead of it. So how do we concentrate, how do we counter that concentration of worldwide knowledge? And, you know, I'm confused with that. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I get that. And it's it's a very dystopian view of, you know, the infosphere, if you will. And I don't know how we stop it or how we deal with it. I mean, other than to keep our private communications as private as possible. By the way, to all the listeners, our phone lines are currently full. So please don't get upset if you get cut off by the system because the lines are full. Just wait a few minutes and try in again. Anything else, Mo?
No, just like you said, if we were talking about cementing in their underground bunkers, they would know it ahead of time.
But they wouldn't right? know where.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Mike. All right, thanks, man.
All right, well, you know, we can put out a lot of disinformation. You know, we can all start saying that we're going to start buying lollipops and Google will invest a lot of their money in lollipop futures and then they'd crash. Anyway, thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi.
The previous caller before Mo was mentioning Antifa and Black Lives Matter. There's no doubt in my mind that they're the armed thugs of the U.S. government. Soros is the conduit through the intelligence agencies. But there's no other explanation that they're not prosecuted and arrested than they're working for the U.S. government. Barr knows full well who's funding them. And Peter in Los Angeles made a good point yesterday. He said Barr will not investigate because it'll lead to Soros and other powerful Jews. So
Did you see that thing on Fox News where Newt Gingrich said that Soros was behind all of this and all those Fox News hosts just, you know, awkward silence and, no, we don't need to talk about George Soros.
Exactly. They know who's funding it. They know.
Yeah.
Barr knows, but they're working indirectly for your own U.S. government, and it's a war against middle America, particularly middle American whites.
History.
And if people haven't figured it out yet, I don't know what to tell them, because it's so obvious when these people should be arrested for crimes, throwing Molotov cocktails, defacing statues, burning buildings. Where are the arrests? I mean, Trump claims he's law and order. Where is it? Where is the law?
Well, again, I think the Democrats set a trap for him that if you send in the troops and everything, you know, against the, quote, peaceful, end quote, protesters, they denounce him as a dictator.
Yeah, but it's such a thing as doing the right thing and not gaining political points, thinking it's going to help you in the election. I mean, you do the right thing. Those are our cities.
And yes.
That's another thing. I hear these jerks on the alt-right chat room saying, oh, let them burn their cities. Those are your cities. Those are the cities your grandparents built. Just because you don't live in them anymore, they're American cities. So I think that's terrible. I have a real problem with a lot of people in the so-called alt-right in the chat rooms talking that way, saying, oh, let them burn their cities. They're Democrats anyway. I mean, what kind of attitude is that? Can you imagine? That's what kind of makes me hate the alt-right almost as much as the crazy left when they make stupid statements like that.
Yes.
And but no, Barr could have arrested these people long ago. But he knows what's going on. The federal agents, the agent provocateurs working for the government.
All right. Well, Jim, we've got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. More callers waiting when we come back from these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Now, I was just thinking about the in Sweden, the increase of contactless card payments, you know, have increased 57% now in Sweden. They pay with the card instead of using money because of the corona. Now, you don't have to punch any numbers. You just hold the card up to the machine. I'm sure you have it in the States as well.
And it, yes,
and
we
it
do.
Makes your payment. So, and it's all because of corona. I think it was meant to, so they would take out cash from circulation. And now they're talking about negative interest rates on the banks now in Sweden. They talked about it on the news tonight. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just, well, the coins are so durable. You know, like most, the one in the one crown and the two crown is magnetic. So I have a big magnet in my pocket so they stick together so you don't lose them. I mean, they're really, really bad quality. So I think it's a way of just saying, oh, you don't need them anymore. And, you know, we have had to have a cashless society. And then another thing I want to talk about is I saw on the YouTube, there was a professor of history and something at some university in the States. And he has been, I don't know his name. He's a Jewish guy, but I forgot his name. And mm-hmm. I can't find the link anymore, but he's predicted every presidential election since 1984, and he's came in. He's, you know, he's hit it every on the nose every time. And he's a Democrat. But last election, he predicted Trump, right? And all his friends said, "Oh yeah, you can't do that." But he, and he came, and he came by. But this year, now he's predicting Biden, and they have sort of 13 points of why, like charisma, I forgot them all, like the economy, and you have to get 7 of 13 to become, you know, re-elected president, more or less. He's so that's that didn't sound good. I was really, oh wow, oh, I mean, how could that be true? It's the only way that could be true is that if they cheat their way in, which they are probably going to do.
Well, they we're seeing the preparations for that. You know, and I think one of the reasons we had a, somebody write on in and say the reason they're saying the election results won't be available on election day is so they can figure out how many more fraudulent ballots they have to come up with for the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, but this media hype with knowing right away, it's just, I mean, here you don't, we don't know. Sometimes it goes on to the next day. They count the votes. They started counting them at 8 o'clock in the, at night. And they count them usually at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know where it's going to swing. You know if it's got, you know, if they have whether it's really a popular vote. But they, you really don't know until the next day because they still keep coming in more or less, you know, correcting them and saying, "Oh, we have to count these ballots over." Of course, we have a paper trail here in Sweden.
Thank well, God good for you.
Cause I don't. Yeah, but anyway, and then another thing I want to say before it's Joe from Tennessee, that thank you, that revolver.news is really good. I bookmarked it. I you know, it's
me too.
That Trump is, yeah. And other than that, it's the same thing in Sweden with the, you know, with the burning cars and basically Black Lives Matter came to Sweden. The Swedish team that plays the handball, I don't know if you have a handball in the States, but it's like an indoor sport, and they're going to play Hungary, and they plan to kneel because of Black Lives Matter. And I'm not sure if there's a black person on the team. Could be, because I don't really go that much for that kind of sport, yeah. But I like to watch women's football, though. Yeah, I mean, European soccer, that's pretty good. But anyway, it's just so much now, you know. It's like everything comes from the States, you know. It's like, I don't know. When I came here, and it was different, completely different place. Like night and day now. It's, you know, it's like night now. But
yes,
when I came here, it was like day and spring, and everything was nice, and you could leave a camera on the park bench and get on the subway and say, "Oh my God, I left my camera. Go back. It's right there. No one took it." Now you couldn't even turn your head, or you get it ripped off, you know, from your shoulder. But it's, yeah, that's what I want to say.
Okay, well,
Tom in Florida.
Haven't had him call in yet today.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, take care of yourself.
All right, I certainly will. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Thank you for waiting patiently. Peter, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just turned in that revolver dot whatever. That way, that is a good site.
Yes.
Don, the other day, I called in and talked about the National Guard in Washington, D.C. Don from Arizona called immediately thereafter, and he's a National Guard. I never was a National Guard guy, and said that there was a National Guard. It seemed to me counterintuitive because it's the state militia, but he was right.
Yes.
And the chain of command, just to make it clear, is some major general in the Pentagon, then the Secretary of the Army, and then and that's the chain of command. I want to also point out, however, that Milley, this week again, Milley said that the Chief of Staff of the Army, Chief of the Joint Chiefs, said that the military was not going to intervene in any election, you know, violence
dispute.
And also Esper had said that earlier, which, you know, I had brought up the point when I said that, because that, you know, there were riots in the White House where they actually evacuated the White House, if you remember. And
I remember
talking about rioters, violent rioters, really, and we've turned out now that they've murdered in other places, and they've called to murder Trump in numerous times. But we're only talking about 100 yards away, masses of them from the White House. Trump wanted to call in the troops. You wonder where the troops were then, but they weren't there. Again, Esper is the Secretary of the Army's boss, and Milley is this major general's boss, right? So You wonder what's going on. I just also sent you what I thought was an interesting article to you, Mike. It was called, it was on redstate.com, and it's called The Adverse Effects of Obama's Executive Order 13583 and the Purge of Generals and Admirals Are Now Obvious.
And yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and the 13583 executive order was when he ordered the armed forces to institute that basically that training, white people were all bad and were responsible for all the evils in the world. The training that that Trump just rescinded last week, and how negative that is, in effect, that has been. But also, and I know you remember because you talked about it when Obama started to sack all these commanders.
Yes.
Across services of boundaries, right? All the services. But this really looks to me like a real stack deck, and this has been a long time coming or setting up. But the other thing I wanted to comment, last one, is that Milwaukee guy, the gentleman in Milwaukee that simply had a Trump sign in his yard and had an armed group of terrorists coming. Really, they were terrorists. An armed group on his property, you know, with megaphones and admitting they were armed. And he gets arrested?
He gets arrested for showing a shotgun.
Inside his own home when people were armed on his own property.
Yes.
It really, how close are we to civil war if that can happen?
It's feeling like we could really have a civil war in November.
Yeah, December at the latest. I've said that for months now, but December at the latest. But how close is that? If you just have the sign in your yard, and you get these armed mobs coming in and shouting you down, where is political discourse? And if there is no political discourse at all, and you're tarred as being racist for having that, for just having an opinion. What other alternative do people have? So,
you know, we're running out of alternatives. As you say, the peaceful discourse is impossible. And what was it that the Kennedys used to say? When peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable.
Inevitable and pending right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, that's it for me, Mike. I just wanted to raise those. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to switch over to Robert in California. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, a whole lot, Mike, but I'll follow up on your last caller, and I'll agree that the inevitable seems to be pending.
Yeah. I wish it were not so. In fact, that was a big reason I've been doing what I've been doing for 30 years, was to head off, you know, the possibility of a new civil war, but looks like I blew that one.
You too? Hey, don't feel bad about it, brother. I've been trying on my own for a long time, waking people up in my own neighborhood, my own community. You know, we all seem to, as conservatives, get so lost in the weeds with all these bushy-tailed details that are going on with the news. And I grant that a lot of investigation needs to be done. You know, getting down to the bottom of all these rabbit holes is certainly an important thing, but at the same time, I see a lot of people kind of glossing over on what the bigger picture analysis is presenting to us, the inevitability of what's about to occur here. And I don't hear a lot of people talking about that, Mike.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I think people are scared of the big picture right now. I think there's a lot of denial going on, where people are saying, you know, this is all going to calm down. It's all going to go away. Everything's going to be just fine. And I can imagine that people who get caught up in civil wars or non-civil wars It usually takes them by surprise. You know, what do you mean we've got a war on our hands? That wasn't supposed to happen.
You know, I'm really glad you bring it up that way, Mike, because, you know, one of the biggest things that I'm seeing going on in our country right now is this cognitive dissonance, this willingness to distract oneself from the reality of what's going on, and it's not going to help anybody right now. Part of what's caused everything that's going on is the fact that everybody has been willing to turn their head in the other direction and sacrifice their awareness for a false sense of security. Sorry to twist a phrase like that, but I think it applies.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike, I really just wanted to call in and tell you how much I appreciate what you and Claire do. You know, I look at your website quite often, the whatreallyhappened.com, and you are such a bona fide resource for information there. I encourage any one of the listeners out here, if they haven't already, they probably already go here on a daily basis, but just in case they haven't, I encourage everybody to check out your website at whatreallyhappened.com. And not only are there headlines up there that I can look at every day, but you've got that little top banner where I can do my homework just in case I showed up late to the party. And I can get really educated really fast. Well, not really fast. It would take a long time to go through all that. But I really hope that people utilize that resource. And I hope everybody's able to get their head up out of the weeds long enough to realize we've got some big problems coming here in November, and it does not matter who wins.
Biden can win, a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, no, if Biden wins, we're screwed. If Trump wins, we're screwed. Everything is getting to the point now. Have you looked at the national debt?
Yes.
We're a little bit screwed on that, too.
Yes.
So that's what it's coming back to with the bigger picture. You know, all these things actually add up to a bigger plan that they've been implementing for a long time. That's the thing that I don't hear anybody talking about.
Well, I think more and more people are talking about it. Like I said earlier in the show, I've seen several articles prognosticating about what's going to happen following the election. And like you, they say it almost doesn't matter who wins or loses because we're just being driven to this this upheaval, where they're going to try and remanufacture the United States into something very, very different. Of course, they could wind up crashing the whole thing, and then it would be up to we, the people, to decide where we're going to go with this country.
So can I ask you one last question before I go, Mike?
Sure.
Okay, so if everybody is hearing about the inevitability of this civil war, and yet nobody I speak to actually wants it to happen, why is this still happening?
Well, you know, everybody has to agree for there to be peace, but it only takes one or two people with a gas can or a Molotov cocktail to get a war going. It's really the unfortunate aspect of it. And most wars are started by a very small group of people, and then they just sort of catch on, and people get caught up in talk of patriotism. And if you ever get a chance, Mark Twain wrote a story called The War Prayer, and maybe I'll read it again.
Oh, well, I was agreeing with you. Actually, I've read the War Prayer, and I would encourage you to bring up some of the details of that on your show. I think people need to hear it.
Well, I'll repost it to whatreallyhappened.com, and you can read it from there. And Mark Twain, when he wrote it, he demanded that it be published after his death because he said, I've told the truth in that, and in this world, only the dead can tell the truth. So anything else, Robert?
No, sir. I just want to congratulate you on all of the years that you've taken here to spread the truth out to us, because a lot of us have listened. Don't feel like anything you've done is done for naught.
Well, that's very, very reassuring. Thank you very much for the kind words. And we're going to let you go and switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Michael. Good day to you. Aloha. Mike, it was great hearing Sebastian, by the way. You know, he had a lot of good points, and so did Peter, and a lot of other callers are hitting great points. Mike, what's on my mind right now is I just watched Don Jr. He was giving a speech at the Sportsman Society, I guess, in the United States, and he gave a really good speech, I thought. But here's what I want to talk about. First off, Peter was talking about what's going to happen with the country as far as, who's, where we look potentially going to have a civil war, well, whatever the case may be. But, you know, remember, if Donald Trump loses, Donald Trump was the president, Biden would become the president, and that would be real chaotic in itself. But here, let me go back to a few things I got to weigh off my mind. First off, with the crime rate in Chicago, it's been going on for years. We all know that. And yesterday, Mike, Sebastian called, maybe not Sebastian, I'll track on that. Kelly called in after Dustin had wanted to say, he smirked me about something I said, I guess. And Dustin is never going to change his ways. You know, he's in a state that he's always going to be, like you said, he's going to vote Democrat. He's not going to vote at all. So,
okay, Tom, we're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I want to come back to you after these few words.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of the program today. Here we're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Michael, I want to get back to what Sebastian had said about a guy predicting Biden could win the presidency over Trump. The guy also predicted it's going to probably going to win it by through a mail-in ballot, the mail fraud. And he also predicted China is going to be really implementing what's going to happen. Not the Russians or any other, not the Zionists, but it's going to be the Chinese. They're going to be really behind the election of Joe Biden over Trump, also helping him to get elected with the mail-in false ballots that they're going to use. That's why this guy's predicting that Biden probably will be president over Trump, because of Chinese influence in the mail-in ballot. But now getting back to what I wanted to say about your guy Kelly called in yesterday, Dustin. You know, Dustin always throwing out a lot of your callers, Mike, about Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or Biden. Yeah, it does matter. It does matter big time, Dustin. If you want a bumbling imbecile like Biden, who already has Kamala Harris already said she's going to be, it's going to be the Harris-Biden administration. So it's not going to be Joe Biden running the country, Dustin. It's going to be Kamala Harris, okay? Let's get that straight. It's going to be a chameleon to run in our country. Bumbling buffoonery Biden is not going to run it. And can you imagine all the scandals that the Republicans are going to hit with Hunter Biden, Mike, with the media? And I'm telling you, these filthy Zionists like Bloomberg spending $100 million to try to swing the state of Florida for Biden is disgusting. And all these Cubans here and all these, a lot of Hispanics don't want none of this nonsense, Mike, because I already went through communism. Just like the Venezuelans who are running away, fleeing there. They don't want to turn this country into communism. And as far as these imbeciles that call in saying that Biden, Trump hasn't done anything, what other president has done anything about immigration? Yeah, Trump maybe hasn't deported them all out, but at least he exposed them. He's got the angel mothers and fathers talking about murder, rape, and crimes committed by these illegal aliens. I mean, what other president ever did that? A scumbag like Bush? An imbecile like all these, even Ronald Reagan didn't do much about immigration, tell you the truth. That was the biggest mistake he ever made, and he even admitted it. So I want, you know, all you guys calling in about Trump doesn't do, Trump's done a lot more than any president I can remember, Mike, and I'm sure you feel the same way when it comes to a lot of issues. Let's not kid ourselves. These callers are calling this nonsense, crap they pull, is unbelievable. Yeah, he's not Adolf Hitler. He don't have the Aryan race, but come on. Trump has done a lot for this country, man. And all these people, blacks, have been making a lot of money off of Trump, the Hispanics. What other presidents gave them the wealth that they have? Now, you know, the countries, we got this COVID-19 nonsense. Nobody shut that damn government down, Mike, in 1968 with the Hong Kong flu. Nobody wore masks. Nobody is going out of schools that says, you know what, I'm paying taxes. I want my kid to go back to school. I'm fed up with it. These kids, all these people are paying taxes for what? The kids don't even go to school and these teachers are making all this money? But what are they doing? Give me a break. It's all not democratic, nonsensical stuff. And, Mike, I got to tell you one more thing. Well, there's two more things. You know, I talked to a lot of these young college kids. You know what? They don't even know who the second president of the United States is, Mike, let alone who Abraham Lincoln is. They're nincompoops. They have dumbing down these white kids and these black kids like imbeciles, fools. They don't know nothing about their country and their history. And they're going to tore our monuments down, these imbeciles? Who's kidding? Who here?
Yeah, Mike? Unfortunately, Tom. Tom, we're out of time. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. You can call back in.
I'm not done with Dustin, Mike. I'm going to call him tomorrow because I want to get him straightened out. He's here. He's going to vote. Hey, millions of men went to the battle, Mike, for this country. That they gave you the right to vote.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you very much. We're going to let you go now here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. I cannot stress how important it is right now that you help us through this very rough patch. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.